This is how we all came into the world.
This is the Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your only source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps, and this is the best time of the year, the Royal Rumble. I'm your semi-basic host, Liz.
Better than WrestleMania?
I love Royal Rumble more than WrestleMania.
Well, last year you couldn't see it.
It doesn't matter. No, I got
We were there, but you couldn't see what was happening.
I couldn't see the entrance, but I could see all the matches. Yeah, just I'm fine. Just kidding. But then I also got to go home and watch the Royal Rumble on repeat, so that was fun too.
While sitting on your Royal Rumble chair. Oh, we got to go to storage and get the other one.
Get it all set up for this year.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to get through the weekly shows like as soon as possible so we can talk about Royal Rumble predictions?
Sure. I want to get to NXT as soon as possible.
Okay, well, we could just... we'll just start off with last week. Did we talk about the match between Chris Statlander?
No, we just talked about when she got attacked and then What's-Her-Face came in to help her. And they tried to get Britt Baker to come and she was like, nah.
There's a tag team match set up. Chris Statlander and Hikaru Shida versus the Nightmare Collective, which is Brandy and Mel. That's the name of the fan.
Yeah.
They finally got it. I figured it out. I paid attention.
You wrote it down the same.
They came out with Luther, who I still don't know who he is. I guess he's like their little gimp.
He reminds me of one of the dudes from, I don't know if he was with the ministry or if it was like part of Gangrel's group from the 90s.
It's a weird guy. This sounds very familiar.
But
yeah.
I need to go back and see a couple of those episodes because that's who he reminds me of. Huh. Seems like a rehash.
That sounds really familiar. This match was... Well, okay. When Hikaru Shida was coming down the ramp, that's when Luther was like blocking her way and she was just kind of like, what is this thing? And then that's when Brandy and Mel started beating up on Chris in the ring. So it was like all distraction. And then she beat him up with her kendo stick that she walks out with.
Okay, I remember that. Maybe I skipped this match.
That's how I was like, did we talk about this already?
No, we didn't talk about it for sure.
Well, I told you about it. Maybe I told you about it. I mean, I don't want to, like, repeat, but, Chris got the pin. She does, like, a finisher that's kind of like a tombstone? The Undertaker tombstone? Yeah, yeah. She does, like, a mix of that, but I don't know. She kind of sets it up like a pedigree, too. It's weird. They won, and I don't know what, like, the aftermath of that was, but, I guess... Chris is not the number one contender anymore.
Who is now?
Well, I don't know. I thought Shida was. Or doesn't it reset at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, everybody goes back to zero. But I guess like old rankings also still matter somehow. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, I noticed.
I don't think they do either.
I noticed when Shida was coming out, it did say like her 2020 score. What is it called? Like, their wins and losses. What is it a score?
A win-loss record.
Okay, her record. There you go. And then they had her, like, overall AEW record.
Yeah.
So, there's that, I guess. But
I don't know.
I'm not going to pay attention to these numbers.
They're supposed to be important, but, like, how?
This is getting a little too...
And why do you have two separate versions, like, two separate banks of numbers? Does this one count or does this one count? Wait, both of them count? This one kind of counts less? No, like, you guys shouldn't have done this from the beginning.
This is getting too sports-like for me, where I'm starting to check out a little bit, so I'm just going to ignore it altogether.
Right. Just watch the wrestling.
Yes.
And not realize why people are wrestling each
exactly.
other.
Exactly. I'm going to just be like, what's happening? Oh, yeah. Cool, this person got a title match.
It seems like that's what they're going to end up doing anyway. They're like, well... Kenny lost that match like 3 years ago, so he can't be number one contender. That's how they're going to like explain it. That's going to be their ace in the hole. That's what they're doing it as.
That's going to be their Adam Pearce.
Yeah, there you go. Whenever they need a match or something. Oh, no, this happened.
So that was like the only women's match, I think, from last week. And then I watched AEW Dark on YouTube. And there was a match between somebody named Big Swole, Do you know who that is?
I've seen her before.
Okay.
So she was in the Battle Royal. She's cool.
She's a big deal. And Diamante. And
her, I don't know.
She, well, I'm going to assume she's Hispanic or like Latin of some sort, because at one point during the match, she tried to bring out a chancla. And it was funny because I think one of the announcers or the commentators are like, oh, they're trying to use that sandal.
What did Excalibur say?
It was, well, I don't know. I don't know which voice is which. But,
you didn't grow up
on WCW. I don't know if it's them that call the matches, though.
Oh, that's for true. AEW Dark. I think it might be other people. Yeah, right.
I'm not sure who it is, but yeah. So Big Swole's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But this match was very like choreographed. Like 1, 2, 3, kick. 1, 2, 3, duck. So it was
slow.
It was very. It was kind of slow paced. Yeah, but it was okay because they did bring out that chancla. The Aubrey Peters, is that her last name, the ref?
I think so.
So she was calling that match, and she, what was it, Big Swole was going to use it. And she was like, nah, like, throw that out. She's like, what? And then so she threw it out.
It's part of the wardrobe. It should be usable.
But then she instead started spanking Diamante. So that was funny. Made up for the whole, like, that's what stuck out in my head anyway. I think, unless you have anything else. I'm still learning about it, so.
Yeah.
I can't like give too much commentary other than what this is what I like.
No, I have more commentary on the dudes, but it's not anything anybody wants to hear.
There was a match announced for the, what is Chris Jericho's cruise called?
Rockin' Rager.
Yeah, Priscilla Kelly was going to be on there. She's the one that I told you about who was, she's the one that pulled out her tampon and would put it in people's faces. Anyway, she was on My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that's her. And so I've kind of been like, we've seen her in Mae Young Classic too.
I remember you pointing her out, but I don't remember her.
And I guess she's married to, I don't know if it's a real thing. I just saw it on Instagram that she's married to Darby Allin, who's on AEW. So maybe she'll like be on the show at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I was like, I know who that person is. Her Mrs. Sacco or...
Well, I mean, he's going on the cruise, so I'm sure he took his wife because he has to work. So he's like, hey, can we get her a match?
And I think it was even against, like, Britt Baker.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So I'm going to have to look that up. Because I think they're filming AEW shows on that cruise, right?
Yeah, they filmed it at the beach before they left on last Wednesday, and tonight is on the ship.
Okay, that'll be cool. Okay, so last week on SmackDown, was supposed to be Sasha Banks versus Lacey Evans. They were like really hyping it up. I remember last time Sasha just didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, Lacey actually attacked Sasha and Bayley backstage. So they show Bayley and Sasha in the medical trainers area. And you know this because they put up their anatomy posters on the wall.
They didn't have enough room for the skeleton this time.
No, but they did have a poster of a skeleton.
Yeah, I saw that.
Of a skeletal system.
I thought I might have just missed the skeleton.
So, Sasha's icing her ankle, and then some guy named Adam Pearce comes out and was talking about Sasha has already, like, not shown up for two of her matches. She's like, that wasn't my fault, though. And he's like, whatever, since you can't wrestle, Bailey's going to take your spot.
What is it with these men imposing their will on the women's division?
Seriously. And that's what Bailey was even tweeting about. She's like, who is Adam Pearce?
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Yeah. Who's Fit Finley either?
I still don't know who Fit Finley is.
You should.
So Fit Finley was the one who gave Becky...
Everything.
Everything. He gave her Lana's Royal Rumble spot last year.
And then... Everything.
So the match between Bayley and Lacey, you know, Lacey is a lot of flash, fast. So like the very beginning of the match, you know, she was just like doing all her tricks. And then, by the end of it, she was just tired. It seemed like.
Yeah. I mean, she's entertaining enough, but not because she can't vary it up enough. It's the same match every time.
Yeah, her match every time. I mean,
it's in different orders, but it's the same thing every time.
Yeah.
That's why she shouldn't be champion. And they're making her character so one-dimensional.
That's what really bugs me. That's why I'm, like, not ready for this championship reign, which is probably going
to
happen.
Yeah, because we need to see the actual Lacey if she's going to be champion.
It's cool that, was it on NXT? We knew she was a Marine, but that wasn't, like, her whole gimmick. No. And then
she said it, like, a couple times and then just didn't, like,
use like, it. Well, her gear yeah, was that's it. What it was. That's how you knew. Like, her gear was, like, a... Like the camo and stuff. But now because she's a sassy Southern Belle, which they probably shouldn't have like done to her at all.
In the first place.
Now she has to kind of do both. And to me, she's very Party City right now.
Yeah. She needs to lose and go away and come back.
Well, yeah. Like we just need to see the struggle, I guess, for her. Like to get her reign. But I think they're going to like ram us with this one.
I don't think so. I want to believe.
I am a Bailey fan, so like I just always have to expect the worst. But other than that, yeah, Lacey, a couple of things that like stood out was when she was going to do her cool moonsault that she does off like the mid rope to the top. She took too long saluting and like waving to everybody that Bailey was able to get her knees up when she landed.
Yeah.
A couple of other things was...
Her when she did that moonsault, like, yeah, the way she does it is amazingly difficult, the way she does that jump and then flip. But it just makes me admire Charlotte's all the more.
Why?
Because, like, Charlotte's are accentuated. Like, they're not as flashy, but, like, they look cooler to me because she gets, like, the extension she gets.
I do think she's gotten better since her, like, Natalia matches. Totally. Whatever those... were.
Yeah.
Okay, so she caught Bailey with a woman's right. Oh, and that's the other thing. I guess like the way the match went, she used up a lot of tricks at the beginning. So the last part of the match was just her kind of like ducking where she could and like finding the right opportunity to get Bailey with that punch, and she did. So that's what got her the pin.
See, that's why I don't think she's gonna win. Because she won this week.
Mm.
I hope not.
Well, we'll talk about Becky in a little bit, but first there's a match between Sonya and Alexa. So backstage, Sonya was asking Mandy if Otis could come out for her match.
Why?
I don't know. And I still haven't, like, I rewatched that part to see, like, what's the context? Like, where are they going with this? Are they kind of setting up Otis as, like, because, like, during the match, Corey Graves was saying that they're just using Otis.
Mm-hmm.
But for what?
Yeah.
I just figured, like, oh, like, a good luck charm? Or is it that Sonya's like, Otis is so, like, ridiculous that he'll distract Alexa during the match?
I have no idea. I have no idea what they're doing.
So.
They're not doing a very good job at telling the story.
If they don't just abruptly end it, then, okay, cool.
We have a new listener, confirmed.
Who?
Michael Cole.
Oh, why?
Because he was talking shit to Corey Graves about his go on mic and say stupid shit podcast.
We don't even listen to Corey Graves' podcast.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
People say stupid shit enough that I keep on hearing about it without even listening to the podcast. So it's the goal. It's the here, say some stupid shit podcast. Michael Cole called him out for like some dumb hot take that he had. Then it was like, this isn't your podcast or something like that. Where you just say ridiculous, like, outlandish things or some shit.
He was telling him to stop, like, spreading rumors or coming up with rumors.
Yeah,
when he said, when he mentioned that they're just using Otis. Because I still don't understand where this is going.
Yeah, it was something like that.
I still want them to, like, hang out all together. Mandy, Otis, Tucker, and Sonya.
Doesn't seem like that's even in the cards at all.
Well, I don't know. They're, like, teasing Mixed Match Challenge again.
Well, then it's going to be Mandy and Otis, not Sonya and Tucker.
But that's, like, a perfect little, like, hangout
group. They should pair them and put them on different sides of the bracket.
Mm.
And then they have to fight each other.
Yeah, because I think they're kind of hinting towards a Sonya and Mandy
split
or a rift there. So the match itself, like, this is, like, the one time you'll hear me say, poor Alexa, because they're... She wasn't, like, remarkable in this match, but she's moving the story along between Mandy and Otis and
Finally,
Sonya.
Finally, she's doing work for other people. It's good. we haven't really seen her wrestle in so long that, like, to see her be there and do so well was cool.
Well, I thought it was just kind of interesting that she wasn't, like, part of this main storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was different.
Yeah, good.
Alexa won because during the match, Mandy tried to get involved. She jumped up on the apron. So Nikki Cross came around and, like, pulled her down or pushed her off. And so as she's falling, Otis caught her. So I guess that distracted Sonya enough. So I guess that's what it is. Sonya wanted to use Otis as a distraction, but she was, like, victim to it. So Alexa rolled her up, got the pin. She won. But, yeah, like, Mandy got into the ring, was, like, apologizing to Sonya. So that's why we sense like, something's going to happen down the line.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but whatever.
It's what it is. Especially when you don't have any tag teams right now. Let's break up one of the longest running ones. Yeah.
They've been together for a long time, but where are the Iconics?
Nobody knows.
Are they on Raw or SmackDown?
Nobody knows. It's impossible to tell. We don't have the internet in front of us.
Who never knows?
I think they're on SmackDown.
All right, well, I'll look it up later.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I could probably check out Main Event, see if any of them have wrestled on that show.
Maybe Dana Brooke has.
I'll report back. Yeah, we haven't seen Dana Brooke in a while.
You have to watch two new shows now, Dark and Main Event.
Ugh, and then with Miz and Mrs. coming up, it's going to be so busy.
Wednesday is going to be the best night of TV. NXT is at its peak right now. Quickly, they ramped right back up and got into form after the holidays. And then Miz and Mrs. afterwards.
All right, well, let's breeze through Raw so we can talk NXT. Becky Lynch versus Kairi Sane. So Kairi's wrestling again. Yeah. We haven't seen her wrestle in a while. Yeah. They did a backstage segment with Charlotte. And just Charlotte talking about, like, going to dominate the women's Royal Rumble. It's like, I'm still here. Still in the face of, like, the company.
Didn't she say, like,
I don't know.
Becky shouldn't have even been in the match.
Yes. Charlotte called it out.
She's like, I won.
She would have won the Royal Rumble. The other person
shouldn't have even been in the match.
Charlotte should have won that Royal Rumble, but Becky.
I was there. She was robbed. I saw it firsthand, and I called it out, and nobody listened.
So Becky goes out to fight Kairi Sane, and the whole time, Asuka. Well, not the whole time, but she got onto the top post, the ring post, and she was just sitting on top of there all, like, crisscross watching the match from up there. She's and the ref was like, hey, Batman. Get out of there. Yeah, she was perched.
Yeah.
And they were like, get out of there. She's like, hey, what? I'm just watching. I'm not doing anything.
It's just a better seat, jackass.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, like, a lot of this match, but it's just, you know, typical Becky, you know, just plowing on through.
I noticed in this match actually made me, like, also realize kind of another irk of, like, this bitch in her pretzels. She always is at, like, 11.
Becky?
Yeah. And it's not that you shouldn't always, like, be putting on the best performance, but sometimes the best performance isn't being, like, all out. There was, like, a regular pin that Kairi broke up, and she did her stupid little, like, hand over the mouth, like, oh my god, how did that not, like, beat her? Like, the same exact face she made after, like, an hour of Charlotte in a Last Woman Standing match. Like, literally the same exact face. You don't need to do that every single match. Time someone kicks out.
Yeah, like, especially if it's somebody like
Kairi, who you're even saying, like, before your match, isn't a threat to you. Why am I
fed? Why are you wrestling like she is? Yeah. Like, I don't know. Maybe Becky could have been a little bit more cavalier.
I just think she needs to vary it up more because she always does the same stuff, like, exactly to a T.
With every person?
With every single person.
I guess she's just, like, delivering for the fans.
Yeah, and that's, like, that's the thing is I can't really, like, knock it. It's just, like, a pet peeve of mine to not, like, nobody's like that. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it. She's Superman, basically. Like,
maybe it's like break out your greatest hits for the house shows. But yeah. When you're on TV, you gotta, yes, like, move the story along, move the, like, progress the character.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, so Becky won. She made Kairi tap out to her, disarm her. And then we got the main event that everybody has been asking for. Lana is back in action.
All the YouTube bots.
Lana and her new husband, Bobby Lashley, versus her ex-husband, Rusev, handsome, and her Rusev ex-lover, Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
Very, very salacious. Yeah, this match sucked.
I didn't even see it. And when we were talking about it, I was like, I really don't want to go back and watch this, and you didn't make me, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, I love Lana. I was so excited to see Liv, but this story is just, I'm done with it. I'm bored with it, but we got a few good super kicks out of Lana. Man, like, Liv really hasn't changed up much. So I don't understand what, like, the whole...
why she was gone, if she's just going to come back as the same person.
Yeah, she just doesn't have colored hair, and she doesn't eat, like, a bunch of Jolly Ranchers before her match. But, you know, she still came out with, like, her same little... her same, like, peppy stepped entrance. Really? And, like, same moves. Yeah.
Boo.
So, I don't know. Maybe we'll see more, but...
boom. Doesn't seem like it.
I was so excited.
That's what they do to us.
I'm just like, I'm hoping now that Lana's doing this match that we'll hopefully get more singles matches from her so that this storyline dies. So, yeah. We want Lana.
At this point, I don't really. Like, I like some of the heel stuff that she's saying, but, like, the whole storyline is garbage.
Well, that's why. Like, it just needs to, like, she needs to just break off from Bobby Lashley. He's holding her back.
And that's not going to happen. Instead, it's just going to be her valeting Bobby Lashley instead of Rusev. Which is like, this isn't better. Bobby Lashley sucks. I want to see more Rusev matches.
Lana cut a little too long of a promo before the match, but it was funny because she was saying that she was the best wrestler in the world.
Yeah, at least she won. That would have been embarrassing. She
did win. Yeah. And that's why it's like this whole bit with Rusev and Liv, it's just kind of weird. It's like, okay, Lana probably cheated on Rusev with Liv, and now Liv and Rusev have teamed up together. Like, it's so weird.
The only person who loves his wife weird more soap than opera. Rusev is Chance the Rapper.
The what?
I said the only person who loves his wife more than Rusev is Chance the Rapper.
All right, so, yeah, that was Raw. The robot reporter. I'm starting to get a little bit uncomfortable with her now. I thought I could like having robots just doing all these jobs, but...
Uncanny Valley?
Huh?
Uncanny Valley? She's a little too real.
Yeah, but also bad at her... her programming is off. She stopped Asuka. Like, she just kind of, she rolled out of nowhere and was like, Asuka, is this the type of champion that you want to be? Because, like, after the match between Becky and Kairi, Asuka got in on Becky and started beating her up.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and that's, so again, she just, like, zoomed out of nowhere and was like, the type of champion who has to, like, attack people behind their backs.
Isn't that what she did to Sasha when she screamed at her and made her run away?
I can't remember.
A long time ago.
Yeah, that's the same robot. And Asuka just went off on her in Japanese.
Did she run away?
No, because I'm telling you, she is programmed to understand different languages. So she knew what she was saying, but then Asuka just took off. Asuka and Kairi both took off. And so she was like,
Processing, buffering.
And yeah, we didn't see her move off camera. It switched. But yeah, that robot one makes me a little nervous. I mean, I've always like been open to an iRobot situation, but.
It's a little too real now.
Yeah. Okay, so NXT.
Yeah, it finally doesn't suck. Oh, man. I swear the writers took, like, after September, they were just like, nah, Somebody else's intern's got it. We'll be back in January.
Oh, so
yeah. And then they caught back and they were like, fuck.
What did we do?
We gotta fix this.
So we're still leading up to Worlds Collide. We're getting a lot of the UK women coming over. Mm-hmm. But before, what was the first?
Well, we only got one.
Well, I mean, if you count Rhea Ripley.
She's the champion, though. She's here. She's on their roster on the website now. She has been for a little bit, too.
Ooh, does that mean Toni Storm is on the roster?
I don't think she's on the roster, but I haven't seen an updated one in a while.
Okay, so first we get a promo from Shotzi Blackheart. She is the girl with the green hair.
Yes.
And in last week's Battle Royal, she eliminated Shayna.
In the first minute of this promo, I've cared about her infinitely more than I ever cared about Mia Yim.
Mia. You can't really, like, compare them to, can you?
I mean, they both got colored hair. They both got the same, like, look.
I don't know about the same like, look.
I don't give a shit about nothing attitude.
Shotzi, like, comes up with devil horns on her helmet.
Yeah.
Also, Shotzi Blackheart has the longest entrance.
Silliest entrance.
Like the longest and silliest entrance.
Yeah, she's cool.
Let's talk about Shayna's promo.
Shayna's promo was towards the end, but she instantly made me want her to be champion again.
Yeah, basically she was saying that she's not going anywhere. She's here to stay and she's coming back. She's going to be Shayna 3-time.
Yep.
And that's when I was like, oh, I need Shayna to be champion again, even though knowing very well that Bianca Belair is going to go for the title next week.
See, Bianca wins it. Shayna takes it off of her. Perfectly fine.
I don't know about that. Okay, so this match between Shotzi and Shayna. Yeah, it was really cool. I think we both kind of said that, like, Shotzi is a little bit, like, it was a little bit sloppy on her end.
Yeah.
You can definitely tell she is, like, an indie wrestler.
Yeah, she has cool moves. She has very cool moves. They're just not, like, tight. They don't seem to be like TV ready the way that.
That's just what I was going to say.
They pushed her too soon. If they had given her like another month or two, she would have been.
Or maybe now that she watches herself back, she can see what she's looking like on camera. Yeah. Because her moves are pretty cool. They're like the high risk flying moves.
A lot, yeah. And there's a lot of like really cool variations that I haven't really seen before.
Like which one?
I don't remember like exactly. But, like, just there's a lot of cool-looking stuff that she did that I don't really, like, recall other people doing. At least if they do, they don't do it. She does it with her own style. Like, that's what I look for in wrestlers who have their own, like, twist on the basics.
Yeah. Shayna was, like, going to town on her wrists.
Yeah. And Shayna dominated. And then Shayna eventually dominated, as Shayna's wont to do.
What was that? You said that she does like a coffin drop?
Yeah.
Shotzi does?
Well, I don't know if that's what it's called, but that's what Darby Allin calls it, I think.
So she jumps off the top.
Yeah, and just leave your back and hit your opponent with your back.
So it's something that Becky could probably do instead of her leg drop.
Oh man, she would crush people with that. The force that she comes down with.
She just needs to extend herself out to hit them with her back instead of her leg.
She looks so dense when she does those leg drops. And if she did a coffin drop, it would look crazy cool.
There's something else that she did that stuck out, but oh man.
I was kind of annoyed when she was able to get to like a prone position with Shayna on her back. Because it's like, come on, is everybody doing this now? Because that's kind of like, Shotzi doesn't seem like she should be strong enough to do that right now. And if she's going to have a few, like an ongoing feud with Shayna, maybe do that in the last match.
Mm-hmm.
But right away.
So it was when Shayna had her in, what is her submission hold called? The something clutch.
Clutch. I don't know. I never hear them say it properly. And well, they always and then say it's it in always different spelled, ways.
Yeah, and it's they call it something different every time.
Yeah. So the closed captioning never picks it up
right. It's the cochina clutch.
There we go.
It's the cochina clutch. Yeah. So she had her in that hold, and that's when Shotzi was, it looked like she was going to start to stand up. And that's when you were like groaning about it.
Yeah. Not everybody needs to do this. It doesn't need to be a thing.
Shayna got her back down and she tapped out. But then Shayna didn't let her go. So she did her little...
She napped her.
She napped her. There's only three ways it ends. Yeah. Toni Storm versus Io Shirai. What'd you think of that one?
Before we move on.
Oh, sorry.
Beth Phoenix. Yes. Unprofessional.
She doesn't call the match. She watches as a fan and like does her
and cheers
her
for
fan
people.
Chants, her fan cheers.
She said, "Come on, Shotzi. Come
fight, on, Shotzi.
Beth. You're supposed to be That's a partial said. Observer."
That's what she said. Fight, Shotzi. Fight.
That's what she said. Anyway, Io.
Toni Storm.
We're pretty great. This match made me like just really think that I really wish I knew what the hell Io was doing with her character, because she
in her this, matches are consistently good.
Yeah, in this match though, like in particular, her wrestling just for some reason seemed to like shine through. And I guess it's because I don't know what she's doing with her character that like I watched her wrestling, I'm like, man, she's so good. And she's like really believable as like being as small as she is, even with people who are bigger than her.
Well, she's always reminded me of a missile.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, her like drop kicks have always been really great, but like it just really reminded me like she does a lot of suplexes and stuff like that. And like she has really like her strength is underrated too because she's so small, but she does have these feats where that she can pull out over here or there.
Mm-hmm.
She's just really good. And I wish I knew what was happening with her character more.
Does she cut a lot of promos?
I mean, she does, but they're all short. Like, it's not really anything. And then the way she comes out, like, looking all crazy with that strobe light, it doesn't all add up to one thing to me.
Right.
It's all these different pieces of a character.
Yeah, whereas, like, we can see other wrestlers who don't have to cut promos or don't speak English and we get what they are.
Yeah.
And I agree. I can never figure out Io.
Yeah.
Unless I'm telling, there's some sort of like Japanese subculture. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Is she Japanese?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Cause when, she said that when Kairi left Japan in the second Classic, she was like, when Kairi left Japan, I became the best wrestler in Japan.
So unless there's like some sort of subculture that we don't know about, that's not I only know of like Harajuku. And so if it's not that, I don't know what it is. She's not rockabilly either.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna have to do like research on that now, because I am curious.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure it's something.
You should go on r/ and. What's Io's deal? Can somebody tell me?
Go to Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, there you go.
So off topic, but Pen 15, that show on Hulu. You heard of it?
Yeah.
So they're coming out with season 2, and one of the things that they're going to talk about is wrestling, or one of the episodes is going to be like about wrestling and witchcraft.
In the same episode?
I don't know. That'd be cool if it was the same episode.
I mean, but yeah, if it was, Undertaker definitely has to be in it.
Well, I think because this takes place in the 2000s, yeah. Like the early aughts, right? So
Undertaker's been wrestling this whole time.
But I'm saying like that would be the perfect time to talk about like Lita and Trish. Yeah. I could totally, you don't know the characters, but like one of them being
them. They should do a backyard wrestling episode.
Oh, I can't wait I can't wait to see how that turns
Especially
out.
Especially because they're grown and they'd be wrestling little kids.
Oh my gosh, I'm even more excited for this now. Okay, so this match with Toni Storm and Io, it didn't finish because Bianca came and interfered. So I think she hit Toni first.
Yeah.
Yeah, she beat up Toni.
Yeah, because Toni, that was a cool end, because Toni caught Io's tiger kick and then drop kicked her in the face all the way out to the floor. When she was coming in to do a suicide dive, that's when Bianca caught her
mm-hmm.
and took out both her and Io.
And then Rhea came out.
Gloating in the ring.
Yeah. Rhea came out. And so it was funny because Beth was starting to say, oh, you saw how the face of Bianca changed, as if she was afraid. But then you saw Bianca just like, oh, yeah, like, bring it. Give it to me. So, again, Beth, a little premature there because I knew where she was going. I was pointing out how Rhea, she does her little, she does her cool entrance and her arms out with her stomp kick on the ground. But it didn't matter because, like, Bianca started taking off her hoop earrings and, like, that's way more scary than what Rhea was going to do.
Yeah, and it was way more intimidating.
it's called intimidation.
Yeah, and then Rhea actually went to her back for somebody for once.
So she came in, her and Bianca went at it. Tony got back up.
Yeah.
And she go after... Oh, no, Io got back up. And she did that... She did a moonsault or...
No, she did a dropkick to Rhea out.
Flew out of the ring and crushed Bianca and Rhea outside.
That was afterwards. Because first she missile dropkicked them from the outside into the ring while Rhea was in the ring to knock her out of the ring. And then she did that moonsault, that springboard moonsault off the ropes.
So again, Lacey got to step it up. Because Io's is, like, insane.
Yeah, because she's the genius of the sky.
Well, maybe Lacey just needs to pick with one thing and stick with it then. But then Tony came back in and she took out Io.
Yeah.
She was like, she probably didn't even know that, like, the match was over.
And then she picked up the belt.
Because Tony is facing Rhea for the title at Worlds Collide.
At Clash of Planets.
Why do you call it that?
Because it's fun.
Do we have any other women's matches for that week? Or for that pay-per-view?
Is Kaylee Ray not doing anything?
Oh, I don't know. Because the match between Rhea and Tony is for the title.
Yeah, I know. You think she's going to lose? Or are we going to get into that later?
Well, we're pretty much... Yeah, nothing happened on NXT UK. Just Tony doing a promo because she lost the triple threat for the UK women's title. So she just said that, she was in a different headspace. She's in a worse headspace because everything that, everything, that title was everything to her. And she's going to rob Rhea of her title at Worlds Collide. So I think Rhea's going to retain.
Yeah, it's her first championship. This is actually what made me hopeful that I realized it was a championship match, that Bianca might win. I don't think it's going to happen, but if anybody was to throw away tradition, Triple H would do it, and Bianca and Rhea trading the belt back and forth, either like every other week or like every other takeover, would be awesome.
Yeah.
Because you have these two titans. It would be like Lee and Dijakovic, but the female version of it. And they look way cooler than the two of those dudes.
Because, like, up until, like, tonight, really, Bianca was just having, like, her exhibition matches.
Yeah.
Today is when she came out just to kind of, like, make her just, like, to just prove that, like, no, talent. Like, I'm it.
Yeah.
there's another match at Worlds Collide.
I don't want to say it.
So it's Kaylee Ray versus Mia Yim. It's okay. Like, Kaylee Ray is going to, like, turn it out.
Yeah, Kaylee's good.
I'm sure it'll be a good match.
I'm sure it'll be a serviceable match. Oh, we didn't talk about Avril's appearance.
Avril. Oh.
In NXT.
There's another promo that happened. we're getting a Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox feud.
Yeah.
So Tegan just, like, honestly came out of that looking more of a badass than dumb Dakota Kai.
Yeah.
With her weird emo anger phase.
What does she say? I don't follow the rules. Okay, Avril.
No, okay, it was funny. The first thing she says is, Tegan isn't as good as she thinks she is.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, says Dakota Kai. But Tegan was basically just saying that, Dakota already robbed me of two like major opportunities. So I'm gonna like, what did she say? Because she was like, yeah, we used to be best friends. She helped me through my rehab, but like she decided to throw it all away. Yeah. She said that she's gonna hurt Dakota more than Dakota could ever hurt Tegan. I was like, yeah. And she said it very calmly too. Whereas Dakota over here was having a little like bratty rant because someone gave her a camera. It's like, this isn't YouTube.
Maybe she thought it was. Somebody slapped a YouTube sticker on the camera.
She's like, all right. I don't play by the rules. Welcome to my channel. Yeah, WWE doesn't know I have a channel. I'm not even supposed to be doing this, but what do you say about rules? Meant to be broken, I guess. She's an edgy teen lord.
With, like, the chopped hair, even.
Her scene girl hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. And you were, like, giving me crap for always making fun of Dakota, like, months ago.
She was fine before.
It's so easy.
She was fine before. Not so much now.
I don't like this. Okay, so wait, is Royal Rumble this Sunday then?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so we have Becky versus Asuka, and this is for the Raw title.
Yes.
Who do you think's gonna win?
Asuka.
I think Becky's gonna win. Yeah, Becky's had this underdog edit for the last 2 weeks. So she's gonna come out on top at Royal Rumble.
She knocked out Asuka with one punch a week ago or some shit like that. If Becky wants to be taken seriously at all as a whatever. She's gonna... That's stupid for me to say because I don't know a goddamn thing. If Becky wants her character to be compelling, she should lose that match. Don't you think?
Yes.
Otherwise, like, what is there left for her? She should lose this match and then, like, do something else. The suggestion you said last week about joining Seth makes sense if she loses that match. Like, you could go anywhere with her once she loses that match.
Well, I think even if she...
And she doesn't have the weight of the title on her anymore.
Well, that's why I think even if she won this match, she brings that... actually, Seth is a tag team title holder now. But she brings that championship to that little faction. And her... And Seth can be the messiahs of WWE.
See, that's lame to me. I have no interest in that. Like, they're a lot cooler. That I'm more interested in that faction if they don't have the main belts.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And no, Asuka because with like, two belts seems way cooler.
Yes, it does. But I'm just saying, like, you could still do that with Becky. You're saying, like, where else can she go if she beats Asuka to go hang out with, like, the most obnoxious person right now on Raw? Who thinks he's God's gift to wrestling the way she believes she is.
But they wouldn't weigh her down like that. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm too biased to Becky to, like, really say anything. But it's just, I would be more, like, this is what I'm saying as a Becky hater, is I would be interested if she loses that match. I would, again, be interested, okay, where is she going to go with here if she loses? If she wins, whatever. Call me when she loses.
Well...
At all.
I don't think she's going to lose.
Or ever looks weak.
I'd love to see Asuka once. Two belts.
Yes.
But.
I'm going with it. I don't think Vince sucks that much.
Oh, maybe we'll see something at WrestleMania then.
I mean, like, she could do the same thing. Lose to Asuka and then win WrestleMania. Oh, and then she beats Asuka at WrestleMania.
I'll give my Royal Rumble prediction later. But, so for...
Ooh, actually, that makes sense because SmackDown is on Fox. And so if the main event is another women's match at WrestleMania, you can have Charlotte and Ronda, or Ronda and someone else, Becky and Asuka down the card.
For WrestleMania.
Yeah, or Ronda and Shayna. Shayna as the NXT champion.
Shayna's not coming up.
No, Shayna as the NXT champion and Ronda as the SmackDown champion.
As if, no. For, at WrestleMania? Nah, somebody's got to wrestle for the title.
Yeah, wrestle for the title.
We're just going to have like all these double belts.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, it's not for the NXT title. It's for the SmackDown title.
Yeah, but if, like, Shayna is NXT champion, she's on NXT. Why would she be wrestling for the SmackDown title?
To take the belt?
I don't know. I think that's a very...
Fantasy booked.
Yeah, very. Yeah. Yeah, SmackDown is Bayley versus Lacey for the women's title.
We're going to oppose on both of these because I think Bayley's going to keep it.
I hope Bayley keeps it. It would make more sense to, but I don't know. After hearing all those USA chants, I think we're going to get a Lacey championship. Unless Sasha interferes. That's the X factor right there. And we don't have women's tag team titles on the line.
No, because...
because we haven't been pushing the women's division for some reason.
We have. Just one of them is in a feud with the champion.
The Royal Rumble is going to have women from NXT, which they already did before. So I don't know why they announced it again.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that happened last year.
Yeah.
My prediction is that Ronda's going to come back and win it. And we're just going to get another Becky and Ronda WrestleMania match.
And this time it's going to be only the two of them. I won't watch the main event, if that's the case.
Oh, my God.
Nah, of course I will. I'll just be annoying about it. So, for real. So I'll have to watch it alone. I think Charlotte's going to win.
I think...
and my biggest surprise entrant is... I don't know, actually.
I think Ember Moon is going to come back.
Ooh,
and I think she's going to win.
That would be cool, but... I don't think they're ready to push her.
Well, the biggest pop is going to go to Ember Moon, want to bet.
No, I mean, yes, I would want to bet because I bet I would always take the field in that because there's going to be a vet at some point that's going to get a bigger pump.
Which other vet would come out?
Trish could come back.
But she's been there. Yeah. Like, yeah. It'd be cool to see her again, but.
Yeah, she would still
they've
get
been
a,
in it.
She'd still get a bigger pop, though.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Who else has been out? Ruby Riott. If she's healed up, I don't know where her status is.
Yeah, we haven't heard about her.
We haven't seen her in a while.
Chelsea Green.
Oh, Chelsea Green.
Chelsea Green's going to be in it.
Yeah. We'll get to see her for sure.
And she's going to actually do pretty well in it, I bet.
And I think... I don't know. If Ember comes back, I think she's winning it.
I don't care even if Ronda comes back. I think Charlotte is winning it or getting screwed out of it the same way she did last year. Because then next year you could have her win it and... it looks like she's going to get screwed for a third year in a row and then wins.
Charlotte, the underdog.
Yeah. Ever the underdog.
So then I think that covers it for like Royal Rumble predictions.
Yeah.
Unless you have any other like entrants you think might come back.
No, but did they announce that it's going to be 10 entrants from NXT? If it's going to be 10, 10, and 10?
I don't know.
No, because of the veterans, huh?
Right. I think it just said that they were going to have NXT women competing. Oh, Mia Yim's going to take it all.
Oh, my God. Do you think Shayna's going to be in it?
Yes.
Shayna's going to get the biggest pop.
I think
the pop she got on Friday...
yeah. Well, I think everybody's just more excited that she was going to stay on NXT.
Nah.
Everybody was like, she's moving up to the main shows. They're going to ruin Shayna.
I still think people would care about Shayna more than Ember. We'll see if they both come out.
Huh. Yeah, I'm just going to be like going through pictures of the roster.
There's going to be Shayna's going to kill you chants.
Yeah. So looking forward to that. Well, yeah, I guess I have more women's wrestling to watch.
Yeah, because you missed AEW.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch that. But I'm just saying, like, now that there's more shows to watch. Also, I haven't seen the second season of GLOW. Have you?
No.
Was there a second season or a third one?
Definitely a second one.
Well, I'm behind on that one, too.
I think there's going to be a third one. And that's the last one, I think.
Everybody go watch Pen 15 and some more women's wrestling.